Well, in this report, we are also looking at, I shouldn't call it new phenomena, but the fact that this is being used, rape and sexual violence is being used in the political context and also in political strife and civil unrest, as we've seen. And we are warning against this, and we have to do more to prevent this. We have seen it in West Africa. We've seen it in other places. And I think we just, the Security Council also has to keep an eye on this. So we are also moving at the same time as we make fighting impunity a priority. We also have to make sure that everything we do is to make prevention, to prevent this kind of crimes. So these are also, I would say, elements of the report that are very important.
If you had to give me a few sentences on the most important thing to come out of this report, what would it be?
This is the first time that we have a report containing a list of the most wanted for these kind of crimes. That means we are doing everything we can to fight impunity and to go after the perpetrators. And this time they are listed in an annex for conflict-related sexual violence crimes.
That is part of the new tactic of naming and shaming. Am I right?
Yeah, this is not a new tactic because it has been used before against perpetrators of violence against children. But this time we also address sexual violence committed against adults, both men and women and children. And it is important for us to be able to show the world that these are among the perpetrators, and also that the Security Council keeps this on top of their agenda and that they commits to using all the tools they have available to them, including sanctions against perpetrators of sexual violence.
There seems to still be quite a bit of impunity. Why is that?
Because I think this has been historically seen as collateral damage or inevitable in any situation of war and conflict, or that it is a lesser crime, that it is not as serious as other human rights violations. And this we have to change. And I think we are well underway with the Security Council staying committed to these issues and keeping it in their discussions. And we want to be relevant to the debate in the Security Council.
Is there something that you think needs to be done that is not being done to tackle this issue better?
Well, we still have to improve on the services to survivors of sexual violence, including men. We, of course, have to make sure that there is a political accountability and ownership of this issue everywhere. And we need to make sure that also the media continues to report on it, that it is not, again, directed towards oblivion or that these victims are being silenced, but that they can speak up and that they can get the assistance they need.
We often think about women being the victims, but as we know and as you just mentioned, sexual violence, especially rape, is used as a weapon of war against men as well. Talk a little bit about that, please.
We are learning more about that because I think only now have we seen that men dare to come forward to tell their stories as well. And it means that all of the UN agencies and entities, they also have to issue guidance on how to address this problem and how to meet the needs of these victims and design their services also to male victims. And as for women, there is a great deal of stigma and shame around this, and they need to be encouraged to come forward with the stories. And, for example, medical assistance has to be also adapted to their needs. As we heard, stories of men being sent to the gynecologist and to that department in hospital, and, of course, that doesn't help.